If you are someone that is just beginning to get to know the Blessed Mother, or if you know someone that you would like to share the Blessed Mother with, the movie I Am the Immaculate Conception is an excellent movie to do this. Sometimes as people of faith, we simply don't have the gifts, we don't know how to do it, we don't have the words. This movie puts together different scenes from the scripture with the Marian Fathers teaching about the Blessed Mother, along with the history of where that's developed, and Marian apparitions in this 1.5 hour movie that you will love. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. The movie starts out by depicting the life of the Blessed Mother. Now, note that this is not a movie in the typical sense. It is a docudrama. They have 5 to 10 minute scenes of the life of Jesus and Mary, along with different Marian fathers talking about what the church teaches. Of special note, they show how the blood of Jesus works outside of time. This is one of, I think, the most interesting parts of the movie, that they talk about how since God is outside of time, His grace can work in people in the present as well as in the past. And this is a foundation for the church's understanding of why Mary is immaculately conceived. Then they show other scenes from scripture depicting her integral relationship with Jesus, how important she is. One of the most touching ones is when she's at the foot of the cross and Jesus gives her to us as our mother. Seeing these things and hearing them taught, I think, is really powerful, because often we read it and it just doesn't hit us. We need to see both at the same time. And in this way, I think the movie is really successful in depicting this visually. Then, in really my favorite parts of the movie, it gets into some of recent Marian apparitions. This is something that I personally simply love. This is, I think, the highlight and the best part of the movie, almost like it takes off in a completely different direction, where it shows the apparition of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal in Paris, as well as in Lourdes. The way that the movie's shot is captivating. You're drawn into it. You're seeing people pray. You're seeing these beautiful church buildings. And you're really seeing how the Blessed Mother, who was grace at the moment of her conception, lived out her life with Jesus, and even now is active, that grace that she received is impacting the church today. At one point in the movie, one of the priests asks, I think, a really poignant question. What difference in our life is the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary making? Later on, another priest, I think, answers it really well. It shows us the key to happiness, which is living a life of grace in God, and she has that in the fullness, and this is what she gives us. The Blessed Mother gives us the answer to what everyone is looking for. How can I be happy? How can I be holy? Which is related to that question. And it's having this perfect relationship with God, which through her, we can be incredibly helped to achieve. At the very end of the movie, I believe it's Father Chris Aylar, talks about how she powerfully brings us to Jesus. For those of you that are watching and perhaps wonder, why do Catholics care so much about the Blessed Mother? Because we need help in being brought to Jesus. If you've ever tried to bring yourself to Jesus, it's not easy. And sometimes we fail. We need other people, friends, family, pastors, priests, etc. But the Blessed Mother does it the best, because she was there right in the front row, seeing Jesus and all about his life. She was also perfectly affected by his blood and his grace. Unfortunately, this movie is in limited release, so you need to go to this website down below to check it out, to see what showtimes are around your area. And if those aren't available, hopefully soon it'll be available for some sort of streaming. Go check it out, and I'll see you in the next one.
Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you.
Blessed be Elizabeth.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
This is my body.
So the whole key of the Immaculate Conception is a new beginning. And that began with Christ's redemption that merited her Immaculate Conception and leads to salvation.
May your word to me be fulfilled.